Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, and you know that I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me from all over the world, including New Zealand, Paris, France, Hawaii, and of course, all of my wonderful listeners in the U.S. And my declaration over your life for 2010 is that you are a powerful human being created in the image of God. You are capable and purposeful, and you are making a difference in the world. Well, hello from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing today? Well, I'm doing really great. I've had a really fantastic week. I had a very leisurely day today. Today I watched football. I really like to get into it when it really gets close to the championship game, so I really love football. And for my international listeners, football in the U.S. is sort of like soccer to you, so I love the competitiveness of the game. Well, how have you been? I can tell because of those wonderful emails that I've been receiving from you from all over the world. Are you beginning to see some miracles and manifestations in your life? Well, I want you to continue to listen to the show as I'm going to be bringing to you outstanding guests who will be sharing with you the necessary tools that you need to begin to live the life of your dreams. And my special guest today is Dr. Clint Pearman. And before I introduce Dr. Clint, I have a couple of reminders for you. First of all, last week, I think I was too excited that I forgot to ask my special guest, Sandy English, for his contact information. And so for those of you who want to reach Sandy, you can reach him by email at sandyenglish09@comcast.net, or his website is www.gosmallbiz.com. So that's Sandy. Sandy, thank you so much. We've had so many downloads and responses to that great show from last week. Also, I want to remind you about the wonderful Law of Attraction Radio Network Cruise to Transformation on May 31st, 2010. That's 4 nights to Baja California, Catalina Island, and I am one of the 6 featured guests, and I will be sharing on the Law of Attraction for business and wealth. So I want to meet all of you personally, and so for all of my listeners, I'm going to have a special night where I'm just going to spend private time with all of my listeners. We're going to have a special session together. So I will give you more details, a more detailed description, that is, at the end of the show, so stay tuned. And lastly, this week I completed my special recording for you on prosperity affirmations, and it is possibly one of the most powerful recordings that I've ever produced, and I've been a speaker for over 20 years. And my wonderful, brilliant, talented assistant, Sabrina Scott, who is such a blessing, and she's so smart, added beautiful heart music behind the affirmations, which really helps to put you in a state of being. And so you can download it on your iPod, your MP3 player, or on your computer and use these affirmations as powerful tools to really turbocharge your manifestation. So it is my gift to you for only $1.99. So go to my products page at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and download that powerful affirmation. But today I have as my special guest Dr. Clint Pearman. He is an author, he's a speaker, and he's America's #1 mental toughness expert. I think I better watch myself today. He is the author of the Gift, 12 Ingredients to Improve Your Life. He is the founder of Copenology, which is the new brain science of success. He is the host of Success Talk Radio, found on Blog Talk Radio at successtalkradio.biz. And he will be having a new book coming out in a couple of months, Copenology, the New Science of Success, and that will be available probably in about 3 or 4 months. And I am just so excited to have him on with me today. You're going to be in for a real treat. And as soon as I can get him on here, you know, the computers sometimes are a little slow. So he's just going to be a great guest for us today, and I want you to get your pen and pencil out and really get ready to just hear some great information that's really going to change your life. And I'm having a little technical difficulty here, but I'm going to work with it. So we'll have Dr. Clint on in just 1 minute. That sometimes happens in live radio. But here we go. Dr. Clint?
I'm here.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you for having me, Constance. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, I'm really excited, so let's get started. Tell our listeners just a little bit about your life. I understand that you were in the Marines for 31 years.
Yes. You know, I have to start by saying this. After your introduction to your show, the first thing I want to say is simply amen. That was one awesome introduction.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you know, I spent 31 years in the Marines, and I say I spent those years by accident. And people kind of look at me strange, like, what do you mean you spent 31 years by accident? Because I should have never, you know, I was never supposed to be in the Marines. From the day I actually went down to join, I was going down to join the Air Force.
Hmm.
I thought I was a high school senior, and I thought I wanted to be a pilot. My mindset was on flying jets. And I went down to the Air Force office to join. And so as I was heading out, the Marine recruiter saw me and he gestured to me, you know, kind of saying, hey, what are you doing? And he waved for me to step into his office. So I stepped into his office, and that was my first mistake. He got me. He said, where are you going, boy? This was in Southern Florida in the early 70s, 1975. And I said, I'm going in the Air Force to be a pilot. He said, well, we need pilots in the Marines. That was all he needed to say. I got all excited and everything, and he said, let's go take a test real fast, see if you qualify. So he sent me in this back room, took about a 15-minute test. When I came out, and he said, well, you qualify to be a Marine, son. We're going to go down Saturday and get you signed up. I was excited. That's all I needed to hear. That Saturday he picked me up, signed me up. When I came back, I asked, when am I going to learn about, you know, what jets I'm going to fly and, you know, where am I going to go for training? And he said, don't worry about that. Just wait till you go to boot camp and ask your drill instructors. Now, obviously, I didn't know much about this military thing, and I think I learned my first lesson when it comes to success, and that is counsel with someone before you make life-changing decisions like that. Because if I had spoke to someone, you know, before just simply signing up, I would have figured out you just don't walk into a recruiting office, sign up, and become a jet pilot.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. I went to boot camp, and I learned almost immediately this is not where they send jet pilots. So I spent the first 4 years in the Marine Corps. I kind of enjoyed it, actually. I went to Spain, got to play basketball for 2 years. All over Europe, I was on what was known as a human relations team in which we basically toured around the Mediterranean playing basketball. So I enjoyed it. Then in 4 years later, it was time to get out, and I made up my mind I was getting out. I'm, 21 or 22 years old, and they offered me $8,000 to re-enlist and send me on recruiting duty. Well, that was a lot of money back in 1979.
Certainly $8,000.
Yeah, and to be only 21 or 22, I took the $8,000, reenlisted, and they sent me to Kansas City on recruiting duty. And I couldn't wait for the first kid to walk into my office and say he wanted to be a jet pilot.
Did you have a story for him?
I had a story, but that never did occur. So at the end of those 4 years, it was time to get out, and they then paid me $16,000 to reenlist for 6 more years. And, you know, that's a lot of money. Now it's like 1983, and $16,000 was a whole bunch of money. I couldn't put that money down, so I reenlisted and stuck around for another 6 years, went to Japan, got to see, you know, the Orient, all over Asia, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, and it was enjoyable. I really did enjoy it. But at the end of those 6 years, I knew I was getting out, but the problem was I didn't know what I was going to do at that point. My profession was in nuclear, I was a nuclear biological and chemical specialist in the military. Basically, that meant I taught Marines how to defend themselves against nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, and biological weapons. And there really wasn't much of a demand for that in the civilian world. So fortunately, I was able, through all these years, to go to college. And at that point, I actually had a master's degree in organizational psychology. But I figured what I would do when I got out, I had seen an Anthony Robbins seminar. And I learned that they paid Anthony Robbins $15,000 to do an hour-and-a-half seminar on leadership. Well, I figured out what I was going to do. I was going to get out and do seminars on leadership just like Anthony Robbins. So
right.
That's exactly what I did when I got out. But after about 3 months of being out, the military asked me to join the reserves. I didn't want to do that because I was actually in school, enrolled in my doctorate program, working on a PhD in psychology, and I felt that the military would get in the way. Well, they kept calling and calling. I mean, they were calling me at least 3 or 4 times a week with various stories about why they need me in the reserves. Finally, I went down and I spoke to this colonel, and he talked me into joining the reserves. That was in 1992. I had told him I would try it for maybe 6 months, and at the end of 6 months, if I liked it, I'd stick around. If not, I would not keep doing this. But that was in 1992, 93 actually. I stuck around until 2004. In 2004, I had 28 years. I had finished my doctorate work. I had my own speaking company. I was traveling around Southern California, actually around the country, doing seminars on leadership, time management, goal setting, strategic thinking, stuff like that.
Right.
And I actually got started doing the Stephen Covey 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's a powerful curriculum.
It was. That was actually the first series of seminars that I did. And at some point, I wound up doing How to Get Rich in Real Estate seminars all up and down the West Coast. And then in 2004, I had about 29 years total service. That counted 18 on active and about 10 in the reserves, and I decided I was going to retire because if I didn't put in my retirement, I knew they would send me to Iraq. And at that point, I happened to be the senior specialist in the entire Marine Corps in what I did. So I figured I better retire now or I'm going to wind up in Iraq, and I really didn't want to go, so I put my retirement in. And sure enough, as soon as they found out I must not have had anything to do because I wanted to retire, they involuntarily mobilized me, put me on active duty, and tried to send me to Iraq. So from 2004 to 2006, I wound up on active duty. At the end of 2006, they finally said, okay, you've been in way too long. We've had enough of you. And you can now retire after 31 years. So
sounds like a very interesting life. And I always say that even though you did not initially want to join the Marines, that all things do work together for your good. For our listeners who are listening, sometimes you think that you might make mistakes, but you know everything is in divine order, and eventually all things do come together for your good. Well, that's very interesting. You have a great book entitled The Gift, 12 Ingredients to Improve Your Life. I want you to share what those 12 ingredients are, and then we will come back and expound on those ingredients.
Excellent. I think that to set that up, people should be aware of how the book actually came into being. I have a daughter. She's 27 years old now. But, about a year and a half ago, let me even back up. She has a 7-year-old child. So her junior year in college, she got pregnant and felt she needed to drop out of school and focus on raising her child with the support of me and her mother. So for the next 4 or 5 years, you know, we're helping her to raise her child, and I'm basically, you know, sending her money on a regular basis. And then about a year and a half ago, it was like, I've had enough of this. I need to, because, you know, every other month or every other week, she's calling up needing money for this, needing money for that. You know, she is my daughter, so, you know, it's my daughter. So I was sending her what she needed. And finally, it was like, I've had enough. I need to sit down and write this girl a letter to help her get her life on track. So I sat down and began what I thought was going to be maybe a 1-page letter to help her, you know, covering some success principles to help her get her life on track. Up to that point, I had been doing success seminars, you know, for over 15 years, so I thought I might have knew what I was talking about. 30 days later, that letter was over 300 pages long.
Wow.
And I kind of realized that I had simply taken and wrote on 12 different, actually I wrote on 11 different topics at that time, and those 11 topics were basically what I like to call the fundamentals of success. You know, what are the things that fall in at the root of why people succeed or fail? And I realized they were just, at that point, there were 11 things I wrote about. And those, at that point, there were 11. About a week after looking at what I wrote, I realized I need to put copanology in there, which was the new science of success that I was actually writing. At the time I wrote this letter, I was in the middle of writing my second book, which actually was supposed to be the first book.
Well, if you're just joining me, I am talking to Dr. Clint Perrin. He is the author of The Gift, 12 Ingredients to Improve Your Life. So begin sharing with our listeners what those 12 ingredients are, and then we will come back and expound on some of them. Number one is?
The first one was self-improvement. You know, it's very difficult to accomplish much in your life if you don't focus on improving yourself. So gift number one is self-improvement. Gift number two, personal development tips. Those various things that, you know, no one told us these things as we were growing up. We had to learn them on our own. And usually it's sometime after we're 30, 40, even 50 years old before we learn all these things we wish someone had taught us. Then ingredient number three, stress management. You know, today, 80% of why people wind up at the doctor's office or in the hospital has to do with stress.
Right.
But think about this. No one taught us things like stress management when we were coming up through high school. Even in college, we didn't learn about that. We had to learn it on our own. So I talk about it in a book. Ingredient number four, breaking bad habits. We wind up 30, 40 years old, and we have a lifetime of all these negative self-defeating habits, and very few people understand, how do I get rid of these habits? Ingredient number five, I think you'll like this one, it's your favorite, the law of attraction. And how that one came about, I was actually thinking, now, what if a person didn't have these ingredients? What is the one thing they would need? And it was the law of attraction. Ingredient number six, how to stop procrastination. biggest killer you can find to a person accomplishing extraordinary things is they procrastinate, and very few people even understand, how do I eliminate procrastination? Ingredient number 7, how to build self-esteem. Ingredient number 8 is a combination of 3 things: focus, confidence, and self-discipline. Ingredient number 9, motivation. It's very difficult to do anything if you don't have that initial spark of motivation to turn you on. Ingredient 10 is goal setting. Ingredient 11 is an introduction to copenology. And just briefly, copenology is the spelling C-O-P-E-N-O-L-O-G-Y, copenology. It's actually the science of how ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things in their life. I researched the brain science behind this, and you'll find all the research coming out of the colleges and universities and how it relates to accomplishing extraordinary things in your life. And then ingredient number 12, it's actually a resource. It's amazing to me how people can live their entire life and never read some of the classics that relate to accomplishing goals. For example, The Secret. You know, I often laugh when I talk to some of my coaching clients that have goals to make money or to become wealthy, to start businesses, and they've never listened to or read The Secret.
And that's
let alone
amazing.
it is amazing.
Quite amazing.
And I understand why, though. You know, when you come up through college and you succeed through college, you have a bachelor's degree, you have this belief that you know how to succeed. Well, you know how to succeed up to that point. But as we know today, graduating from college is just the start of accomplishing extraordinary things in your life, because that college only sets you up. You still need a whole lot of other ingredients in your life. So ingredient number 12 is basically a resource where I kind of point people in various directions that have to do with various books that can help them. And the books that are listed there, the title is self-explanatory. The titles kind of explain what the book is all about. For example, you know, I talk to a lot of coaching clients that come to me with a lack of confidence. So what's the best book that you can read when you have a lack of confidence? How to have confidence and help people.
Absolutely.
Or people that have, you know, it's another amazing story, is people that have never read Think and Grow Rich. How do you accomplish anything and you don't understand the principles that are listed in that book? And then just one last note, you know, at the root of accomplishing anything extraordinary in your life is your ability to think big. So I list the book in there, The Magic of Thinking Big. So those resource section just kind of lists a group of books and websites that a person can use to help develop themselves.
Okay, so those are 12 ingredients, and we don't have time for all of them, so I'm going to choose a couple. The Law of Attraction. What is the Law of Attraction? How can our listeners use it? How can they use the Law of Attraction to attract money? And the other second question is, how can they use the Law of Attraction to attract the love of their life or their soulmate? So what is the Law of Attraction? How does it work? How can our listeners use it?
Great question. And one of the most powerful questions that a person can ask in order to move their life to the next level is that question. You know, we've been hearing about the Law of Attraction over the news, over the TV, almost everywhere you look, for maybe the last 2 or 3 years, really strong since the video and the audio came out. In a nutshell, and I like to make things extremely simple for people. If you want to look at the, you know, if you want to make this more complicated, you can get the book. But in a nutshell, the Law of Attraction basically says you become what you think about the most. The Law of Attraction is that science that tells us you will attract into your life the things that you focus on and the things that you think about the most. And here's the interesting part about that. You know, there's a lot of argument about the Law of Attraction because people simply don't understand it, when in fact there's some science behind how the law of attraction works.
Okay, share with our listeners the science behind, because a law is something that works every time. It's mathematical, it's exact. So what is the science behind the law of attraction?
Okay, let me add a little piece to what you just mentioned here. In the scientific community, it's a law doesn't necessarily have to work 100% of the time. Believe it or not, if you study the scientific method, you'll learn that scientists will tell you, they'll agree, that laws don't have to work all the time, 100% of the time, because there are some laws that relate to things that we can't control. Now, in the case of the law of attraction, because the law of attraction works on a portion of a person's being that we can't control, for example, our thoughts, our beliefs, what's going on in your mind, people might think that they're using the law of attraction, and when they don't get the results they're looking for, the first thing they want to do is blame it on the law of attraction. Well, the problem with that is we don't really know if you did everything that was required, but I can tell you this, if you do, the law of attraction will work. Now, the science behind the law of attraction, let me give you just a couple of things here. And I want to speak from a position of science rather than, you know, when the law of attraction first came out, they didn't expound on the science that made it work, and that's what confused people. Now, let me give you one real good example. You know, we talk about how your thoughts can cause things to come into your life. Here's the first thing you need to understand about that. There is a piece in your brain, a part of your brain, called the reticular activator. Write this down now. Reticular activator, all the fibers from your senses are filtered through the reticular activator. And what the reticular activator does, it makes you aware of things that are in your surrounding that have to do with what's important to you. For example, here is how the reticular activator works and how it relates to the law of attraction. When we say your thoughts will attract things to you, here's one of the things that will cause your thoughts not to. If you say, for example, I want to make a lot of money, well, that's not a good goal, but let's just say you have this goal that says, I want to make a lot of money. But you don't turn that idea, which is what you had, the idea, I want to make a lot of money, you don't turn that into a goal, and the type of goal where it's embedded in your subconscious, if you don't embed it in your subconscious, meaning it becomes part of your neurological makeup. In other words, you literally have brain cells that wire together that represent the goal of making a lot of money. If you don't have that, your reticular activator simply shuts off various opportunities that would help you see opportunities to make money. For example, here's a good example. You say, I want to build a successful real estate business, and you don't turn that into a solid goal. Opportunities will pass right by you because the reticular activator doesn't see that as a solid goal, a solid desire, and it simply filters out various external stimuli that could have helped you. For example, you could have been sitting in a restaurant and the person across the seat from you, across the table from you, might have said something like, yeah, I'm looking for a real estate agent to help sell my condominium. But because you don't have the concept of becoming wealthy selling real estate embedded in your subconscious, your reticular activator filters that bit of information.
Okay, now for our listeners who are listening who really desire to attract love or wealth into their lives, what can they begin to do in order to change that? Do they need to meditate on being wealthy? Do they need to be specific with their goal writings? What are some specific steps and tools that they need to implement into their lives so that they can change it, so that they can begin to attract what they desire into their lives?
Now, we're talking about relationships now?
relationships, money, whatever a person desires.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Here's, the relationship is a perfect example. Remember, the law of attraction talks about you'll attract into your life that which you think about most. And if you dig a little deeper, you'll understand that our bodies vibrate. Whenever the neurons in our brain communicate, they create a vibration. We know that vibration in scientific terms as alpha, beta, delta, theta, and in some cases gamma vibrations. Now, this is pure science. We know based on your thoughts, based on what's going on in your mind, your brain, and now we know your body will vibrate at various levels. Now, you got to add to that this. If the thoughts that you have are negative, you will literally vibrate at a level that creates negative vibrations. Now, here's what happens. The first step in, let's use relationships, in finding the love of your life is for you to become the person that can attract the love of your life. Because if you are... Go ahead.
That means that a person would need to be loving themselves, sending up great vibrations from who they are. Their being needs to be emanating just a sense of love. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's it. Absolutely. In fact, let me expand on what you said by saying this. If you're not emanating love, you are not going to attract that vibration. In other words, the vibration that you are putting out will go out into what we call, you know, years ago it was called the universal mind, where we know today that your thoughts, your beliefs all create electrical, biological, and chemical properties that can be measured and observed in your brain. I got to repeat that because sometimes people don't get that.
I didn't get it. Go a little slower, Dr. Clint.
Okay. Now, here, listen, this is so powerful. Your thoughts, your beliefs, and your attitude all have electrical, biological, and chemical properties that can be observed and measured in your brain. That's the way Dr. Daniel Amen put it in his book. You might remember Dr. Daniel Amen. He has the PBS show, I think it's titled Your Brain.
Right.
He has the largest database of brain images in the world. Now, what he is saying there is this. We can see your thoughts. We can see your beliefs. We can see your attitude. If we put you in a certain type of brain imaging equipment and image your brain, we can see the thoughts that you have. Now, knowing we can see your thoughts, you got to add that we also know your thoughts vibrate. They vibrate, and we can measure the vibration of your thoughts outside of your head at least 12 inches. Now, we believe they go out into the universe, but we only have the technology today to measure them about 12 inches, and we can see them. Now, what we believe happens is those thoughts actually wind up in a universal mind, which is in the atmosphere, those brain waves, just like a radio tower sends out a radio wave. And if you have a radio receiver and you tune it in to the right frequency, you can pick up on that signal, so can other people. But we usually pick up on other people's signal at the subconscious level. When we pick up on their signals at the subconscious level, we call those hunches, hints,
right,
deja vu.
So if my listeners are really desiring to attract love into their lives, and I'm asking you this question because I get more emails about money and attracting love than anything else, they would need to be resonating at a level of I love myself, I'm lovable, I deserve love, I'm joyful, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, I'm whole, and sending that out instead of, oh my goodness, I'm by myself another night, I feel so lonely, I'm too old to attract anybody. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And there's two things going on with what you said there. First, you have to emanate the vibration that eliminates negative.
Give me an example of that.
Just like you said, if you're thinking and your thoughts are, oh, I'm by myself again, I'm just tired of being alone, those are negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts are going to interfere with the right type of vibration. Now, if you have those thoughts, but let's say you also, and I'm going to add this in there, you also are saying, I really do love myself and I want to meet the right person. Well, now you have a conflict of thoughts, and something called cognitive dissonance now sinks in, where there's a disagreement between cognitive processes. You have one process, which is the negative, and then you have another process, which is the positive, and they eliminate each other. You literally have to eliminate all the negative so that the only vibration emanating is the positive. Now, two types of positive. One positive needs to be just the absence of negative, but you also need to have a vibration saying what you want, and here is why. The vibration that goes out saying what you want is the one that will be, that will connect to someone else with the same vibration.
For example, if you want a committed relationship that leads to marriage, you need to be very clear about that, and you send that out into the universe, and another person who wants the same thing will be attracted to that.
Absolutely. Those vibrations match up, and that's what we mean by like attracts like. Let me give a real life example. This happened about 10 years ago. I was doing a seminar. It was a free seminar in which I wanted people to pay for a paid seminar. The paid seminar was actually $2,900. At the end of the seminar, a young kid came up to me and said, "Boy, Clint, I really want to come to your seminar, but I don't have $3,000 to pay for it." Immediately, I said, the first thing you need to do is stop that negative thought, and I want you to immediately start thinking, I have $3,000, and I am going to that seminar. And then I gave him a list of things I wanted him to do. I told him, I want you to recite this at least 20 times in the morning when you wake up, 20 times in the afternoon, and 20 times before you go to bed. And what I wanted to happen was for it to get ingrained in his subconscious. Right. When it was, here is what happened. He's at the seminar, and he tells this story, that he was at my seminar and he told me that he didn't have the money, and I told him what to do. He said he went home and he did it, and here's what happened. He said one day he was laying in his bed, getting ready to go to bed, and he thought he heard something. He wasn't sure what he heard, but something made him get out of bed, go out on his patio, and his neighbors were talking about buying a car. And they wanted to buy a car for about $3,000. And he had a car he was thinking of selling. He said that night he sold that car for $3,000. Now here is what happened. Because his mind was emanating the vibration, I have $3,000 and I am going to go to that seminar, he subconsciously picked up on his neighbor's vibration. The neighbor was talking about buying a car for $3,000. Now, consciously, he didn't know why he got up. Subconsciously, where his behavior and his action forced him to go to the door, we call that deja vu or a hunch.
Coincidence.
Right. When in reality, the law of attraction worked on him.
That's very good. Thank you for explaining that in scientific terms, because I think our listeners can really get a grasp on that and just really begin to change what they think, what they feel, what they're emanating from their beings. And I always say that you cannot beat the drum of what is and get something different.
Right.
And so that's just great information. We have so many, but I do want you to share about Copenology, because we only have about maybe 15 more minutes. And what does that mean? You talk about the science of how ordinary people achieve extraordinary things. That sounds so interesting. Expound on that just a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, you're going to love this, especially being a law of attraction practitioner. I think you're going to love this. In 1988, members of of the National Institutes of Health went to Congress lobbying for money. They wanted money to do research on brain imaging because they believed they were right at the verge of some unbelievable discoveries, but they needed money. In other words, you know, colleges and universities, they get money, a lot of their money, from government grants to do their research. And because these professors from various universities, colleges, and National Institutes of Health, because they felt they were on the verge of some really fantastic brain science discoveries, they wanted money, and they lobbied Congress for it. And lo and behold, Congress approved it. One of the few things that the first President Bush did right was he signed into law the Decade of the Brain. Now, very few people have even heard of this.
I've never heard of that before.
I know. If you Google it, it will blow you away. Actually, every decade, the scientific community decides what they want to focus on that year. And in 1990, the focus was the Decade of the Brain. Now, when President Bush, the first President Bush, signed that law, what it did was open up the floodgates for research into brain science. And the primary research was in finding ways to cure things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, bad habits, smoking, schizophrenia. So the research began trying to find cures for those types of brain dysfunction. Well, lo and behold, when I started reading this stuff, it was during my doctorate work, being a person that had already studied the psychology of success, I kind of started seeing some of this stuff that this Alzheimer's research, this Parkinson's disease research, some of the things they're talking about, it relates to natural success. It relates to how ordinary people can do extraordinary things. But nobody was translating that brain science research into human performance. Nobody was making that transition. And the reason no one was making that transition was simple. The research money was not provided for success science. The research money was provided for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease,
right,
schizophrenia. So the scientists, that's where their focus was. But then you got to add to this. If you did not understand things like Think and Grow Rich, if you didn't understand things like The Secret, you wouldn't even make the connection from the brain science research to human performance. So at that point, I started reading all this research and learning things like, for example, this. We've been saying this for years, that there is no difference between what we imagine and reality. We've been saying that.
For many years.
However, there's never been any scientific research. There hasn't, you know, I remember for years we've said your imagination and reality, it's the same thing. Well, there was some research that came out of UCLA. But nobody connected it. This is the experiment they did. They took a patient, hooked them up to a MRI, fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging equipment, and they showed this patient a photograph of a dog, and they looked at what part of his brain lit up. In other words, where did this register inside his brain? After they showed him the picture, they then told the patient, close your eyes and just imagine seeing a dog. So the patient closed his eyes. He imagined seeing the dog. The exact same part of the brain lit up. Then they brought the dog into the room, let him see the dog. The exact same part of the brain lit up. Now, this research had to do with Alzheimer's research. Nobody figured out, wow, this is what we've been talking about for years in success science, that when you use visualization, affirmations, you can create the same mental structure that you create when you actually produce or when you actually conduct whatever you're trying to do. What's that got to do with success? That's why you want to imagine achieving your goals to help you achieve them, because they cause the they cause your brain to start wiring and creating the brain structure that represents your success.
So what is your recommendation to our listeners as far as, because we don't have, we only have about five more minutes, about affirmations and visualization. Do you recommend that people do that every day, in the mornings, in the evenings? What are your recommendations for affirmations and visualization?
Here is why those are so important. Very simple. Think about this. You cannot become or you cannot achieve anything in your life that you are not the person that can achieve it. In other words, you only achieve things that you are capable of achieving. And being capable of achieving it begins in your brain. And to create that process where you become the person to achieve it. For example, you want to get wealthy. You're only going to get wealthy after you become the person to get wealthy. Well, how do you become a person to get wealthy before you're wealthy? Through affirmations and visualization, brain entrainment, all the various tools, even the gift, and the secret, all the various things you do to create the mental program inside your brain that says you are the person that can become wealthy. In other words, why is it, you know, we've heard of people say Donald Trump, you know, he's been wealthy and broke on several occasions. Why is that? Well, because he possesses the mental program of a wealthy person. Why is it that people that win the lottery, you know, we know 75% of the people that win the lottery, they're broke after 5 years. That's because they were not the people that were required to stay wealthy. So,
What has been the research on the power of your words, the spoken words or affirmations? Has there been any research that's been done on that?
Tons of it. There is no secret behind why affirmations are so important. The catch is this, though. Affirmations are a powerful way of reprogramming your mental structure, your mental program. However, there are several sources that's even better. And then when you combine them, they're even double as powerful as simply the word alone. For example, affirmations along with visualization doubles the potential.
Right.
I read recently
that even affirmations with certain music in the background,
that's what I was going to say.
Your manifestation quickly, and so that the brain is very responsive to all of these things. And I think it's so amazing that God has given us all of these tools that we can just begin to implement into our lives for all my listeners so that they can begin to live the life of their dreams.
Absolutely. And you talked about music. For your listeners, learn about brain entrainment. I'm actually about to produce a series of CDs. Brain entrainment is probably the most powerful tool you can use to create the mental structure that helps you achieve what you're trying to achieve. What brain entrainment does, it literally helps your brain develop the new neural networks, and it deals with music, applying music to various other modalities that reprogram your brain. So you're right. There's numerous tools that can be used to help you manifest your life in the direction you want it to go, and a combination of them is always the best. And here's one that, you know, very few people realize, but there's science behind it: prayer alone.
Oh, I know that because I am a praying woman, and I've had miraculous miracles and manifestations in my life just because of prayer, and I know there's so much science behind prayer.
Yes.
That you probably be. I'm going to have you to come back again, Dr. Clint, and share some of your clinical research with us. So the 12 ingredients, again, for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, I am interviewing Dr. Clint, and he's going to talk to us about My Gift, and it's 12 ingredients, success ingredients, that if you would implement into your life that you could begin to live the life of your dreams. So tell our listeners what those ingredients are again if you're just joining us.
Absolutely. Self-improvement, doing the things to make you better, personal development tips, stress management, understanding stress is the number one killer today, breaking bad habits, ingredient number 5, the law of attraction, ingredient number 6, how to stop procrastination, ingredient number 7, how to build self-esteem, ingredient number 8, focus, confidence, and self-discipline, ingredient number 9, motivation, ingredient 10, goal setting, ingredient 11, the new science of copanology, and ingredient 12, resources for your success.
Well, I noticed that you said if you could only give 2 ingredients to a person, what would those 2 be?
Well, the first one would be the law of attraction.
Okay.
Understanding how the law of attraction works in your life, because essentially the law of attraction pulls all those other ingredients that I talked about. And then the second ingredient is to learn how your brain actually helps you become the person you need to become. And that's ingredient 11, which is copanology, cognitive optimum performance enabling neuroscience, which is all about flipping on the switch in your brain that helps you become the person you need to be to achieve your goals, because you're never going to accomplish anything that you're not the person that can accomplish it.
Well, Dr. Clint, it has been so interesting having you on the show tonight, and I'm going to have you back, especially when Copanology is really printed and is issued. I want you to come back and spend another hour with me just sharing with our listeners. So share with our listeners how they can contact you, what your services are, your website, and what kind of products do you offer.
Okay, yeah, real simple. Just go to my name, ClintPearman.com. That's my website, and we're in the process of updating it, so you might see changes going on as you see it, but that's it. Just go to ClintPearman.com. I am a professional speaker, so I speak to companies, organizations, groups, and teams on how to use your brain to accomplish more success in your life. I also maintain a small coaching client. It's actually a relatively small coaching client, just so that I stay in touch with the coaching practice, and at my website you can find my book, The Gift, 12 Ingredients to Improve Your Life. And also, you know, for being a guest on your show, Constance, I'm going to offer your listeners a little secret code that will allow them to get the book at a discount.
Okay. And what is that code?
TNNG44WF. If you enter that at my website, ClintPearman.com, where you see my book, The Gift, that'll get you a 10% discount on the book just for being a listener of Constance's show.
Well, repeat that code again, because I don't know if it was my Southern accent or if it was your New York accent. I can understand one of those letters. So repeat that again for our listeners, Clint.
Of course. T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
N-N, G as in golf, 4-4, W-F as in Frank.
Well, thank you so much for offering that special gift to my listeners, and you've been just such a blessing tonight. I've learned so much personally. I know that my listeners feel very empowered and enriched, and like I said earlier, I am definitely going to have you to come back once your new book is in print, all right?
I appreciate that. Thank you, Constance.
Thank you so
much.
It really was a pleasure. Good talk. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Wasn't that just, that was just such a great interview, just a lot of information. And that's why I always recommend that you really need to go back and listen to the broadcast again and again and again. And I'm going to recommend that you really go in, on his website and get his book, The Gift. And I always say, if you want something different, you have to do something different. And that's why I personally, along with Dr. Clint, we are really just designing affordable tools for all of our listeners so that we can help you to begin to manifest your heart's desires. And so I've had a couple of you email me. I still have about 5 slots available only until the end of January for my coaching session, 2 coaching sessions specifically with me for $99, and that is a steal of a deal. And I'm really excited, as I said earlier, about my new prosperity affirmation recording. It is available to you for only $1.99. And I'm making that my gift to you because so many of you have been emailing me and telling me that you could not afford my coaching, but I am making that affirmation recording available to you. And my wonderful assistant, Sabrina, has put some beautiful harp music on it, and it's just so soothing. And I've been listening at it in the morning and in the evening. And as Dr. Clint said, it would really begin to change the way you think and change your subconscious. And so you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can download that recording to your iPod, to your MP3 player, or your computer, and just listen to it. And by the end of 30 days, if you have been faithful, if you've been consistent, you will begin to see remarkable changes in your life. So that's my gift to you, my prosperity affirmation for $1.99. And also for those of you who could not afford my coaching sessions, my book, Secrets to Success, is just a workbook to move you from where you are to where you want to be. You know that in my 25 years of coaching, counseling, and training, I probably have trained and coached and trained over 100,000 people, and it will really help you to identify stuff that's really been holding you back, and it will help you how to, teach you how to shift and change paradigms, create a great mindset, unleash your unlimited potential, and apply the secrets that we've been talking about tonight to your life and your change. So, the cruise to transformation, I really want all of you to attend the cruise. You can go to LOA Radio Network and just take a look at all the information about the cruise. It's March 31st. And for my listeners in the U.S., that would be Memorial Day weekend. And there are going to be 6 speakers, and I'm one of the featured speakers. And it would just be a great time to really fellowship with like-minded people, people who are really desiring to live the life of their dreams. So go to loaradionetwork.com. And as I said earlier, I'm going to just designate one night just for all of my listeners where I'm going to have a session just with you, get to know you, kind of see how I can coach you just in a group setting so that we can really begin to move you toward your dream. Well, I'm really excited about the shows that are coming up next week. I have Dr. Harry Carpenter coming up next week, and Dr. Carpenter has been studying the subconscious mind for over 50 years. Can you believe that? And so next week he's going to be talking to us about, he's the author of The Genie Within, Your Subconscious Mind and How to Use It. Also, I'm going to be interviewing Marie Diamond, who is featured in The Secret, and many, many other special guests coming up for you who can just begin to change your life. Well, I really appreciate all of those great emails that I've been getting. I want you to continually send them in to me. They help me to really keep my thinking and my finger on the pulse of really some things that you might be experiencing. And remember, God really gave me the idea for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show so that I could help to empower you to begin to walk in your purpose and your destiny more fully. And so I'm just going to say to you, begin to take some of the information that Dr. Clint shared tonight. Be sure to go to his website. He's just an expert on the law of attraction, and just purchase his books. If you need a great speaker, he's certainly the guy for you. And I just appreciate you listening tonight. Well, this is Constance Arnold coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, saying to you that I will see you next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to say to you that when you begin to change what you think, change what you truly believe, then you will begin to manifest miraculous miracles in your life. This is Constance Arnold, your success coach, saying to you that the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.